Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. We will take your calls after the next break at 800-313-9443. Remember that the email address to ask questions is comment@spingola.com. If you have questions or comments during the program, our guest is Mike King. He is the author of New World Order, NWO, The Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. You may acquire a copy of that at tomatobubble.com, and you can certainly read a lot of it online. I think the benefit of a hard copy is that you can just take it and you can hand it to somebody and say, here's all the proof you need of what I've been telling you. Read this and get back to me. Lots of times we said, oh, go to this website or go to that website. But you always wonder, do they ever really pay any attention? Do they ever really go to those websites?
Right. A book is something tangible.
Exactly.
And if they don't want the book, they can get the passwords or the PDF for a lot less.
Exactly. Now, what... kind of compare what was going on in this country as compared to what was going on in Germany from 1933 forward. There was a big difference. In America, we had the so-called progressives, which is a polite word for communist, who were promoting the New Deal, and meanwhile the soup lines got longer, and the people they had wonderful slogans, you know, keep wages up, prosperity is just around the corner, the recession is almost over, and I'm sure that they probably lied about the employment rates the same as what's going on right now. When in fact we have people living under bridges and in their cars as we speak in this country.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the interesting thing, Hitler gave a speech on this. I've got to dig it up again. He lays out the similarities or a comparison between himself and Roosevelt. It's interesting. They both came into power in March of 1933. They both inherited an economic disaster. And they both had authoritarian power. I mean, FDR was, in essence, a dictator with that massive Democratic majority he had at that time.
Sure.
And eventually they would both die in the same month, 45. But here's the difference. What did FDR give America? Big government, bureaucracy, debt-based currency, socialism, communism, globalism. And we have a statement from Harold Ickes, who was one of FDR's top advisor. I think he was Secretary of the Interior.
Yes,
maybe,
he was.
Maybe it was Morgenthau. It was one or the other, but these guys were big.
Morgenthau was the Secretary of the Treasury.
It was Morgenthau. Morgenthau, before the Congress, 1938, he says, you know, what we've done has failed.
No kidding.
1938, he admitted it. He says, you know, this has failed. This has not met our expectations. He basically admitted it. 1938, American unemployment was still 20%. It was really higher when you count all the people doing make-work jobs, digging ditches into nowhere.
Mm-hmm. The WPA jobs.
Sure. And there was the largest electoral landslide in history, and nobody talks about this today. Every time there's like a landslide in recent years, they'll compare it to 1994 or 1974 after Watergate. But they don't talk about 1938. The Democrats were wiped out. It was a midterm election. The American people, including many Democrats, they were in rebellion against FDR and his failed New Deal. It was a crushing defeat for FDR. The only reason he was reelected in 1940 is because the Republicans put up a patsy.
Exactly. All righty, we are going to a three-minute break. We'll be right back.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. We have a lot of callers lined up, and we also have some email questions and some chat room questions. So where should we start? Should we take a caller? Why don't we take a caller? Let's take Jean in Scotland.
Deanna?
Yes.
I don't know if you were, you and your guest were aware that Birobidjan was actually created between 1921 and 1927.
Yes, but it was formalized in 1936. They started years and years before, but it wasn't actually formalized till 36.
Well, it was actually Stalin who created it.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't after 1945.
No, I don't believe we said it was after 1945, but it was actually, there were a lot of people from this country that went over and worked on that project and taught them how to grow large yield grain, and they took tractors over. There were people from Brigham Young University and from other universities out west that went over and actually helped them get this done.
Mm. Well, I was just wondering if you knew that it was actually created in between those years.
Yes, yes, I did. They started on it long before they actually formalized it. But did you have another question, Jean?
This is Julian, not Jean.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. They wrote it down in the on the board wrong. I'm sorry. Julian. Okay.
Thanks, Dean.
I believe that you have a relative that listens to our program.
Astrea. She's my mother.
Yes, yes. Yes.
I also listen to your program.
Well, good. So we have two people in the same family that have commonality.
Yeah.
So, and you've called in before.
Yeah.
So, did you have another comment, Julian?
I sent you a link about something else, but I'll leave you to.
Oh, okay. Okay,
It's a YouTube video.
Okay.
It's about 2 hours long.
Oh, thank you very much.
I put it on your chat room, but I don't know if you've seen it yet.
Oh, I don't know. I go there during the break and sometimes during the program, but sometimes I miss things. Well, a lot of times I miss things. But thank you so much.
Okay.
Appreciate your call and your listening to the program. All righty. Let's take Joe in Michigan. Joe, welcome to the program.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to know, did Germany invade Russia because they felt like the Russians were getting ready to invade them?
Good question. First, you realize that Russia already violated a non-aggression pact with Finland, and then they already violated one with Poland. Kind of tells you about Stalin's integrity.
Yeah.
But while Hitler was preoccupied with the British in North Africa and at sea and at air, there was a massive, and I mean massive, Soviet buildup close to the German frontier. They were getting ready to do to Europe, all of Europe, exactly what he did to Poland, which was invade. And that is why when Germany hit first, I forget the numbers, I think it's like 3 or 4 million prisoners of war taken in the first few weeks. The numbers are staggering. The tanks, the armored vehicles, that is not a defensive posture when you bunch all your material up at the border. It's just like football. When you play defense, you spread out your defensive line, your linebackers, your cornerbacks. Everything was bunched up. They were getting ready to go in. There's no question. And Hitler beat them to the punch.
Yeah.
And in so doing, he saved all of Europe from communism.
Yeah. Okay. All
right,
sounds
good.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, let's take Richard from Washington. Richard, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning. First of all, I want to say that I don't disagree with your conclusions at all. We're just talking about the history of the whole thing. And what hasn't been brought to light is the Spanish influenza. The World War One was supposed to be the war to end all wars. Unfortunately, it failed because they couldn't recruit armies because they blamed it on the Spanish influenza, which was depleting the ability of men to fight. And that may have been the first vaccination program. Essentially, all the soldiers got the flu, carried it to the different populations, and Spain was chosen for its origin because it was neutral. They couldn't
Spain was the only country that was reporting the actual truth because they were neutral, and that's why they called it the Spanish flu.
Exactly. So that could have been the first vaccination program to see exactly how that would affect world history. But when they had to call off World War One, the whole thing was a setup. They had to continue the war, call it World War II, but the conclusion was the same. You were supposed to completely decimate the productivity of Germany so that you could equate all of the societies within the world for this one world program that was undertaken ever since Alexander the Great. So it's always been in process, and basically you have to look at the long history of the process.
Right. All righty. Well, thank you so much, Richard, for your phone call.
All righty.
Okay, let's take Sonny in Idaho. Let me just say one word about the flu situation. When General Butler went to France with his group of people, they were in a terrible, terrible situation. And he, because of the hygiene policies that he enacted, and he went against his superiors, and he demanded more blankets, he demanded more food, and he actually cleaned up the area where his men were and reduced the incident of flu among his men. So, okay, Sonny, sorry. Welcome to the program.
Oh, no. And I am so excited about this show. You know, I didn't know anything about these things until I started listening to your program, and so when I do listen to programs about this part of history, I try and listen to it in the frame of mind of someone who knows nothing. I finally have a program that I can make a couple hundred CDs and just stealthily slip them around.
That's great.
I also wanted to say, you know, I don't like the term that we use so much. Look at this, but keep an open mind. I want to tell people, be intellectually honest.
Ah.
Because keep an open mind, you know, keep an open mind and you might become a New Ager. But if you'll be intellectually honest, that won't happen.
How true.
Well, God bless you both for this show. I'm loving it, and I'm sorry.
Do you know what I like to say? I'm sorry. Do you know what I like to say to people in regards to that? When they'll say something ridiculous, I'll often respond with, "Now, tell me the truth. Is that a conclusion you arrived at because of your own research, logic, and reason, and you could come to no other conclusion? Or is that something that the press and the culture put in your head?" And they look at you like a deer in the headlights.
Exactly. That's wonderful. Well, bless you both. I love you for all you're doing to wake us up to the truth, because it's been hidden from us for so long.
Go to tomatobubble.com and pass it on.
I'm going to buy some hardcover books. Okay, bye-bye.
Bless
Thank
you,
Sonny. Thank you so much. All right, let's take Barbara in Chicago. Barbara, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike King and Deanna. It's good to talk with you. Thank you very much for letting me ask a couple questions or comments. First of all, my ancestry is Polish, Russian, Austrian. So I've studied for the past 11 years, and it's how I found out about Hitler and the Tsar and even how the Jews killed my Polish king. According to a painting that I found, in the year 1200, they assassinated him with a dagger right in the heart while he was sleeping.
Wow.
I had it traced back to 1096, Michael, from 1096 till today, how Germany and France were being occupied by Jews, okay? And the church and the government was totally infiltrated. And the people, the men, were the ones that got on horses and were going to massacre them, because they were suffering. They were suffering, like we are today, you see, from all their laws and schemes and murders and rapes and everything and wars. So anyways, they chased him out of there, but they ran into Poland. And there you find another painting in the year. It's called Jews Arrive in Poland, 1096. It's on Google Images, and there's lots of pictures of it. But once they got in, they infiltrated with the nobles, with money and everything, and then they went to enslave us. For the next 900 years, I can check the Polish history, war, 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 war. And, Mike, it just wasn't war. It was all four sides warring at us. They said that the Polish were so broken down from wars and not even having enough guns, they had to take, like, a part from this gun and a part from this gun and try to shoot this and try to shoot that.
Right.
They were desperate. So anyways, as you know, all those Jews that enslaved us got here in 1945 through the Holocaust. They knew that Europe was done as a manufacturing power, industrial power, and everything else. They had conquered it through communism and then through the techniques that they used. And so they all wanted emigration here. And they sunk the Patria ship, killed 247 of their own to get sympathy, you know. And now they're all here. And so anyways, as I see it, well, what bothers me is that Hitler was our savior.
Barbara, could you stay over the break? We do have to take a real quick 3-minute break. We'd love to have you pick this up on the other side. We'll be right back with our guest, Mike King.
There are are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Mike King. He is the author of NWO, which stands for New World Order, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. You may acquire that book in several formats at tomatobubble.com. And we had Barbara in Chicago on the phone. Let me just mention regarding the flu, the book, The Great Influenza by John Barry, which Dr. Jordan mentioned, I believe, last week. Anyway, it talks all about that flu and what caused it and how what happened. So anyway, Barbara, continue from where you left off.
Yes. So in my view, being half Austrian, half Polish, Hitler saved Poland from themselves, from what the Jews did to them, which is what the Jews are doing to the United States. The comparison is so obvious. It's incredible. I once wrote in my blog, Hitler and Eva Braun should go up for sainthood, just like the Tsar and Tsarina and their family, because hadn't he asserted himself, not just laid back like Poland did for 900 years, we could not save ourselves. And what bothers me is that today the Polish people don't see it, and they had that plane crash at Katyn recently.
Oh, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I have a theory about that.
Yes.
Well, guess what? They now have a Jewish first lady. The Christian first couple was murdered there. And they now have a Jew is back in ruling. 900 years, Hitler saves them, you would think that they would say, okay, I want my independence. I want to be away from these Jews to find out. And guess what? Jewish First Ladies parked her butt in that Polish parliament over there. What do you think of that?
Oh, dear, dear. Well, that can only me. Now I know for sure that Poland will go ahead with this madness of deploying a so-called missile defense shield aimed at Russia. And they better be careful that they don't get played for suckers by the West. This is the same scenario. Now they're provoking Russia, Christian Russia, just like they provoked Hitler. And I fear that they may come where Russia says, that's it, we've got to make a move. And you'll hear, oh, Putin go attacks Poland or something like that. And it'll be Hitler redux all over again.
Yeah, yeah. Did you know...
Dangerous what we're doing right now. And now we're arming the Syrian scum terrorists, foreigner mercenaries. Did you hear that one? Apparently, Obama has lost his backbone in the face of all of these Jewish-inspired scandals you're hearing in the media. Not that the scandals aren't true. We know they are. But isn't it odd how all of a sudden somebody flicked the switch and every day the pro-Obama media is now hitting him with a scandal?
Yeah.
This is what it was all about. It's like, hey, Schwarza, come on, war, baby, war.
What bothers me is there's three major religions, Christian, Jewish, and Muslim. All that's going on, the activity, is Jews and Muslims, Jews and Muslims. Where are we as Christians or Christian descendants? Where are we? Are we like invisible, or, you know, other than to take our taxes? I have a question also, or a comment. I just heard on the, while I was waiting, that your book starts out 1763 till today about the New World Order. Did you know that it was a Polish Jew in 1776 that financed our revolution? Not just the Russian Revolution, the French Revolution,
absolutely,
the Muslim Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a Polish Jew.
Hey, Barbara, I would love to read your blog. Why don't you send me the link?
I will. What is your email?
Deanna@Spingola.com or comment@Spingola.com.
And Barbara, on my weekly updates page, if you'd like to do a link exchange, I'd be happy to post a link to your blog.
Okay, and what is your website, please?
Tomatobubble.com.
Oh, yeah, I got that. I wrote that down.
And there's a contact link on the website. It's greattomatobubble@yahoo.com.
Uh-huh. But, you know, I've traced all the way through for 1,000 years. But the thing is, Michael King, it is that everything in Poland is so hidden. You got to find it through paintings. This is how they destroyed our books, our mentality, our minds in Poland. To find the nugget... is like, oh, I'll give you an example. I emailed one of the guards, the guards at one of the Auschwitz or Belsen prison camps, you know, emailed me, and they says, I had quoted him saying that the Jews injected typhus into their own Jewish people. And that's not hard to believe, because I also found that they had smallpox on blankets they were giving to the Indians to get rid of them. Jews were. This is, they're masterminds as far as doctors and everything.
Sure. They were the premier slave traders. So, I mean, they treat the blacks like animals. They treat the American Indians like animals. And who gets to blame? The white man.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Barbara, why don't you give your website link?
All right. Now, it starts with KKK. I'm not a member of the KKK, but I also investigated them. And all they were costumed entertainers with, you know, that would go in parades. And then after the war, after the Civil War, and even a woman from the South told me, that I talked to personally, she said it wasn't just what happened in the Civil War. It was the people that came afterwards that gouged us. Those were the Jews.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. All righty. Stay with us and give us your link when you come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
the free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mike King. He is the author of NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. His website is tomatobubble.com. And Barbara, what is your website, starting with KKK?
Yes. If I could just say one thing first.
Sure.
I put my autobiography on there because I've been really sick this last year. I'm the widow of a United States Marine Purple Heart from Vietnam who fought the communists, and I just put him in the Purple Heart Hall of Honor. And so around October, I just really went gung-ho to condense 30,000 pages of writing into, you know, a book. So the draft is on, the name of my book is White Slavery to White Rights, What It Was Like to Grow Up as Slaves for Jews on Euclid Avenue, same street as Michelle Obama. The black Michelle Obama, she grew up at 7436 South Euclid. I grew up at 7916 South Euclid. And I show the difference of how gravy and good the blacks were treated as slaves or workers, and how we were starved to death, warred, and turned into alcoholics and as Jews, not only in the United States, not only in Poland, but here. So anyways, it was written really fast. It's 160,000 words. And I'm editing it now to kind of chop it up in half, and then I'll put smaller books afterwards, you know. But it's on this website, And some of the chapters are gone because it was right before the election, because I didn't want Obama to get elected. And it seemed like whenever I had a chapter that really went and showed what the blacks did to us in South Chicago, those chapters are gone.
Okay.
So I have to repost them. Anyway, it's three Ks, KKK,
okay.
And then A-R-A-O-K-E .wordpress.com. At the bottom is a search engine to search any topic. The first ones that are on there, you know, there were like really nothing about like the whites or Jews or anything like that. That didn't come till about midway, so you may just want to search or just kind of look at topics.
Okay. All righty. Well, we really appreciate your call, Barbara, very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All righty, let's take Richard in Texas. Sir Mike, did you want to say anything?
Oh, no, that was very interesting about
the
problems with Poland. Yeah.
Yes, that sounds very inviting.
No, you know, I know the Poles have a proverb. It goes, the Jew cries out in pain as he is beating you.
Yes, I've heard that proverb. All righty, let's take Richard in Texas.
Hello, Deanna, Michael, very good show, thank you. I just got a question in light of sort of the revisionist history we're looking at, and in particular Hitler. If y'all would comment on what really went down on the Night of the Long Knives. You may have touched on that in a prior show, Deanna, but if you have, I've missed it and would love to hear.
Okay. Yeah, we have covered that in previous programs, but Mike, give us your thoughts on that.
Well, my understanding is this was an internal matter between one branch of the National Socialist Movement and Hitler. This Ernest Röhm fellow, pretty nasty. What? There was a homosexual clique that was part of this group, and you know, they pretty much had their own agenda for taking over Germany. So, you know, this was an internal thing. They make it sound like it was some kind of oppressive thing, but these were nasty people, and they were in the way. It's not something I research in depth. That's my basic understanding of it. Deanna, you want to add to that?
No, I think you've covered that pretty well. Right. And, right. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Richard. All righty. We don't have any other callers. We do have some email questions and also some from the chat room. Okay, this is from Lark. Mike, would you agree that the American and Canadian people are living in a sophisticated form of actual slavery? Who or what would you say has imposed this slavery upon us? Do they mean to do us in? Can you identify those people and or groups complicit in this great crime? You've probably already covered most of that question.
Well, of course, the core of this is the international Jewish bankers and their henchmen, and they have enslaved us. If you've seen the movie The Matrix, I believe that's an accurate metaphor. They've got us all plugged in into a dream world. And there's no question that we're slaves. I mean, you have a debt-based monetary system. How can you live in this country without a mortgage, without a car loan, without a student loan? You have to be very fortunate. So we are slaves between the inflation and the taxation and the interest. There's no question about that. And when he said, do they mean to do us in? Yeah.
They've already done us in.
Well, they've done us in, but they want to go a step further. The goal, the long-term goal, is the eradication of the white race through mixing, through immigration, through low birth rates. I believe the Jews have always thought that the Anglo-Saxon and Germanic elements were their most formidable adversary, and with them out of the way, they feel no one else can really oppose them. So they do mean to do us in.
Sure.
Physically kill us off? Perhaps not, but maybe so when our numbers are so dwindled. But
well, when you look at the medical industry and all of the toxins in our environment, deliberate toxins, I think it's pretty obvious that they do mean to do us in.
Yeah, I mean, these are people who've committed genocides of tens of millions of people, dropped atomic bombs on women and children, firebombed cities. I mean, do you think they'd have any reservation whatsoever
no,
to do the same to us if they had the ability to?
Sure. Okay, another question from Lark. Would World War One have even occurred had it not been for the U.S. Federal Reserve Act? I think it would have occurred, we just wouldn't have had the U.S. involved.
Well, I think that was one of the chess pieces, and I go into this in NWO, Forbidden History, because what the Fed does, it gives the government unlimited ability to borrow and print money, and therefore finance endless wars. So it was definitely a key component that had to be put in place. So all of these things were happening simultaneously.
Right.
The alliances, the two competing European alliances were set up. You had the controversy in Yugoslavia that was set up, the IRS, the Federal Reserve. It's all part of the same puzzle. So it's not that World War One would not have happened. It may have been delayed a bit.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, his last question. What effect did the Nuremberg laws have on the Jews? Could the NSDAP have handled this differently?
I mean, the Nuremberg laws were not as onerous as the Jews would have you believe.
Exactly.
In fact, they did very well. They did very well under Hitler's resurrected economy. Germany was booming because of interest-free money, low taxes. You know, even though it was called the National Socialist Party, it's not socialist in a Marxist sense where you get paid to sit on
your ass.
It was socialist in the sense that, you know, the government in certain areas did intervene. But when the government intervened, it was for useful stuff that benefited the people and supported the economy, like, say, building the Autobahn or helping fund the mass production of the Volkswagen, the people's wagon, which Hitler designed on a napkin, by the way. But anyway, the point is, German economy was booming, and getting back to that question, the Jews who stayed in Germany did very well as merchants, as business owners. They just weren't allowed to own newspapers and things like that or participate in banking or in the government. They were kind of treated as a resident alien. You want to stay here and work, keep your nose clean? Fine. But you're not going to run Germany.
Exactly.
So that was really the extent of it. You know, there was race laws. But, you know, that's not true. I mean, it's nothing onerous, nothing that Israel isn't doing now. I know of a girl who wanted to marry an Israeli, and they told her, okay, if she wants to come here, she's got to convert to Judaism, and she has to work for the state. They wanted to make her dependent. She says, no, I'm not doing that, and the guy broke up with her. Israel's race laws are certainly more onerous than Germany's, so.
Absolutely.
You know, Nuremberg, again, it's a red herring. They make it sound like some horrible oppression of the Jews. No, Jews in Germany economically did better than Jews anywhere else. Mm-hmm. The Jews who fled were the communists, like Einstein.
Sure. Well, you have all these things that kind of distract people from really looking at what the really wonderful things that were going on in Germany that, had they been tried elsewhere, would have brought people out of the depression, so they had to pick on other things. All righty, let's take another phone call. Let's take Madeline, I believe, in Nevada, or no, California.
Hi, Deanna. I was going to email you and just wanted to let you know that my wake-up call came when I started investigating my mother's parents, who, my mother was adopted by two Jewish people, one German Jew, one Russian Jew, and when I started investigating my grandmother's background, it was her great uncle who assassinated the Prime Minister of Russia, Mordecai Bogrov. And I found this not by my mom telling me. I didn't understand why he did it and what his motive was, and I wasn't told that they were Jewish. And in the meantime, that has been my wake-up call to not supporting, as a Christian, not supporting the whole Jewish agenda anymore. And seeing how we as Christians in America have been so deceived by the Jewish movement to deceive us. But as a result, my mom did interview my great-grandmother, which I am still trying to get a hold of the copies of those tapes so that I can understand it too. From what I understand, after he assassinated, I believe it was on September 1st, 1911, at the Kiev Opera House, his intention was the Tsar. The Tsar was moved, and I believe it was Stolypin.
Stolypin was sitting
in place, and they immediately arrested Bogoroff. But from what I understand, he was on the police payroll there. So they had already infiltrated the police department.
He was part of the secret service that was to guard the Tsar. So it's similar to the Kennedy assassination. That's how they did
it.
They insinuate secret service men.
Yes.
So they imprisoned, they took my great-grandmother, who was pregnant with my grandmother at the time, and her husband, who both Jewish. Because of their money, they were able to get out of Russia and go to Poland. Now, from what I've been told, is she gave birth to my grandmother in a prison in Poland. They gave her the bloody collar after they beheaded my great uncle. So from there, I don't know if they went on to Belgium. I'm still trying to figure out put the pieces together. But because I have brought this to the attention of many of my friends, I have had Jewish family that has threatened me. And understand, my mom was adopted, so this is not blood family. But at the same time, I have a cousin who is an attorney, a Jewish attorney in London, who has said that I'm an anti-Semite, you're this, you're that. I'm going, look, I'm stating history. This is not my opinion. This is fact.
Being called an anti-Semite is a badge of honor.
Exactly.
No.
But they're threatening me, and, you know, how can we shut her up? So I'm going, you know what, thank God I'm still protected by the First Amendment and what's left of here in America. But at the same time, I'm stating things that are stated by their own writers. So
they don't want it known. They don't want it known. And what you'll find is oftentimes among those Jews who are not in participation in this vast criminal network, or even those who maybe are not even sympathetic or perhaps even opposed to it, when it comes to covering up, they figure it's not good for the Jews. So even an innocent one will still want to bury the truth because he feels it's an overall bad thing for the Jews in general.
Well, sure it is, but separate yourself from it. Don't cover it up.
Exactly. And there are some. There's, you know, Gilad Atzman is a musician. You know, Henry McCowell has got an author. I mean, there's some out there, but it's too few, far too few.
Well, and my grandfather went on to run for Congress here in America when he moved over here. And I have a picture of him with, I believe it was LBJ, wrote the book called World Construction, which was the basis of the Peace Corps. His name was Heinz Rollmann. They had the shoe factory in Germany, Cologne, Germany at the time. I have family photos of the house in Cologne, Germany, and what they, you know, from what they tell me, that Hitler took away the shoe factory, and that the only reason why they let the family live was because something about they had given the prisoners of Germany or something cigarettes or something, and it doesn't make sense to me, the stories that I have been told. So that's why I'm trying to get to the root of it. I don't believe that my grandfather was threatened by Hitler at all.
No.
Or the home would still...
You know what's contradictory? They're still whining about all of the businesses that had their windows broken out on Kristallnacht. Mm-hmm. You know,
which they probably did themselves.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, you've heard Jewish Lightning, right? The insurance.
Right.
But wait a minute. What do you mean there was all these Jewish-owned businesses? So they own businesses? I thought they were just beaten and thrown in the camp. So this is 1938. This is 5-6 years into Hitler being in power. And they were, you know, very prosperous merchants.
Yes.
So it's kind of
counters what you've been led to believe elsewhere.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I wish I could own a business in a ritzy part of Berlin.
Exactly. Well, Madeline, sounds like you have a wonderful story, and it sounds like you're doing some wonderful research. Just stay strong, be courageous, and the truth is the truth.
Yes. I will try to get the story to you as soon as I get the rest of the details.
That would be lovely.
Okay.
I would appreciate that.
Thank you for Tomato Bubble, too. I love that site.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Pass it on, bookmark it.
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All righty, let's take Robert in Missouri. Oh, we're going up to a break here in a few seconds. We'll pick Robert up on the other side of the break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today has been Mike King. He is the author of NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. His website is tomatobubble.com. Go to that website, get that book, whatever version you want to use. It'll be most applicable for your objectives. But anyway, do go to that website. Share it with your friends. Let's take our last caller, Robert in Missouri. Robert, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, Mike, I've had your website favorited in my computer for some months now, and I find it really enlightening. You know, I'm going to buy that book, the hard copy, too. You know, I just finished a few different books kind of like concerning this. One of them was Synagogue of Satan by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. And then I just finished probably the best book I've read in years, which is called Judaism Strange Gods by Michael Hoffman. And
the whole really thing? You read the whole thing? Or, no, that's not his real big one. Mm-hmm.
No, that's Judaism Discovered.
Right, okay.
Yeah, that's the real big one. I haven't gotten to that one yet. But okay. This double standard, this double speak that the Talmud teaches modern day, I would say, Pharisaic Talmudic Jews is, I think this has poisoned our entire planet to where even, you know, Vatican II Catholic Church, where the Vatican totally turned 180 degrees from where it was, which I think is like a huge deal as far as the whole human history, because the Vatican was a big check on Jewish power for so long.
Yeah. They were, that was the protectors of Europe, the church. It was a, you know, you have a huge body, and you've got the Pope and the bishops and the priests. They moved as one. Big defense, a wall of defense for the people of Europe. Now it's gone. I mean, these guys are, forget it. But they won't even speak up on the behalf of Palestinian Christians and Syrian Christians who are being slaughtered.
Yeah, and that's one of these. I wanted to segue into the House of Saud, and they're, you know, I've been reading about them for quite a while, being crypto Jewish, and then how they're clicked up with the Israelis, and it's basically war on Shia Muslims and the Christians in the Middle East, where it's just like they want to decimate this whole block of people and then install these Wahhabis who are actually clicked up with the Zionist Talmudic crowd over there in Israel, which, you know, the House of Rothschild up there in the city of London, that's the main crux that controls the little fiefdom of organized crime in Israel. And it, what really gets me is the John Haggies and the Pat Robertsons and the Jack Van Impies and the rest of them that sit here and sell out for a couple bucks and totally just destroy Protestant Christianity to where they're all Israel firsters, to the point where the Israelis are murdering their own brothers and sister Christians all over the Middle East. And it's just, you know, I used to be one of these people about 20 years ago, and then slowly, thanks to people like Tex Mars and others, I woke up to the realization, you know, where they point out this term that's twice in the Book of Revelation called the Synagogue of Satan, and it's just mind-blowing how...
Robert, we're out of time. Mike, we're out of time. It has gone by so fast. We have to do this again. Mike, your website is fabulous. Your book is fabulous. You've just been a great guest. We've had good callers. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll talk again. Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Have a wonderful weekend and a happy Father's Day.